Emmy-nominated author, journalist, and critic Amanda Vail will discuss her new joint biography of Angelica and Elizabeth Schuyler, two women as formidable as, and in some respects stronger than, the men they loved, married, and mothered. She will be doing a pair of events in our region. She's the author of the new book, Pride and Pleasure, The Schuyler Sisters in an Age of Revolution. Angelica and Elizabeth Schuyler, born to wealth and privilege in New York's Hudson Valley during the latter half of the 18th century, were raised to make good marriages and supervise substantial households. Instead, they became embroiled in the turmoil of America's insurrection against Great Britain and rebelled themselves in ways as different as each was from the other against the destiny mapped out for them. It is an incredible history. Again, the name of the book is Pride and Pleasure, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Amanda Vail to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Well, Joe, thank you for having me. And that description, did I write that book?
Yeah, I think you did. And it's I was going to say, all 600, almost 700 pages of it.
With counting the notes.
That's right.
Without the notes, baby, you know, I got to have them there to show everybody that I actually did the work and that stuff that I said, it's actually true. I didn't make it up.
You're going to be in Saratoga tonight at 6 o'clock at the North Shire Bookstore, northshire.com, and you're going to be at the Bookhouse in Albany on Saturday at 2 p.m., and you can find out more by going to bhny.com. This is fascinating because this is very much a, not completely, of course, but it certainly is a very heavy Albany story.
Well, I don't think these women would have become who they became if they hadn't grown up where they grew up. I think, first of all, that they grew up in this Dutch household, or it was a Dutch descended household, but the whole history of Dutch colonists in this country, that whole culture was way more, they gave a lot more to women than say the English colonies did. Women were allowed to own property. They were allowed to leave property to people. They were allowed to do business. And indeed, all the Schuyler sisters' female kin and their ancestors had a lot of autonomy and agency, much more, I think, than the English descended colonists did. So that was one thing was really important to them. But the other was, of course, Albany was kind of the frontier. And there was this whole sense that they were living in a potentially dangerous area, an area where things that were unexpected might happen. Their proximity to and actually connection with the Anishinaabe nations, that was a very important part of their upbringing. So all of this made them a lot more, I would say, revolutionary than they might have been had they grown up in Philadelphia.
What was it initially that planted the seed that you wanted to write about these two sisters, their relationship, and ultimately how different they were from each other and what their accomplishments were?
Well, I have always been attracted to moments in history where things are changing. You know, really the ground is shifting under everyone's feet. And this was the absolute moment of this in America, obviously. It's when we became ourselves. And I read Ron Chernow's biography of Alexander Hamilton, and I thought that these women who were kind of on the margins of that story looked like some people that I might like to know more about. And this impression was strengthened some years later when I saw Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hamilton. And I thought, you know, yeah, those women, they're still not getting their due. They're getting over-romanticized. They're not being dealt with as real human beings. I'm going to write about them. So I did. And, you know, I felt like they were kind of pushed to the sides all the time. You know, to the, they needed to be brought back into the center and given their due.
So let's start for a moment of the relationship that they had with their father, with Philip Schuyler. Obviously played a large role in the overall story, but for these two women, the relationship that they had with their father.
Well, I think their father was a formative influence on them. He, leaving aside everything else, he was a very loving father. And he actually, I think, liked his daughters better than he liked his sons, which is kind of interesting. He liked Hamilton in the end, I think, more than he liked either of his surviving sons. And he sent them to school. He educated them. He taught them science. He, you know, he made sure that these girls had more education than many women of their age did. And he also encouraged them to be resourceful and responsible in ways that I think many fathers of that period might not have done.
Obviously, many know the main story that disrupted the relationship, but give us a sense of in growing up, the sisters and how they were different. They had different personalities, but they did get along.
Oh, absolutely. They were very closely bonded. There were five Schuyler sisters, actually not three as in Hamilton, the musical. And, you know, the youngest two were considerably younger than the elder three. There were boys in between. And the elder three, Angelica, Eliza, and Peggy, were set off as a sort of trio at the, they were a year apart. They really were like triplets almost in a way. And so they were very, very close. The two eldest, Angelica and Eliza, are the ones who really struck out on their own. Peggy ended up making the perfect marriage in her parents' view. She married a really, really, really rich Dutch boy, Stephen Van Rensselaer, who was the patroon, or the patron, if you want to be absolutely accurate about it. And they, she just had a life as a running a household and being a wife, which is what neither of the other two did. They ran off and married totally wrong guys. I mean, Angelica ran off with a British immigrant who was an accountant working for her father, actually working for the Continental Congress, auditing the accounts of her father. And she was very attracted by his otherness and his air of romance. And I think he told her a whole lot of nonsense about how he had fled England to escape being imprisoned for fighting a duel. And the fact is, he fled England because he was a bankrupt and he didn't want to pay what he had to pay. So he just ran to escape paying up. And it's something she didn't find out until years later. But he had he did have, despite the bankruptcy, a great acumen for business, and he made millions as a war profiteer. So, this was something that was attractive. But it was the second kid, Eliza, who married an even more ineligible guy. He was impoverished. He was illegitimate. He came from the West Indies. His name was Alexander Hamilton. He worked as an aide-de-camp for Washington. And for whatever reason, Philip Schuyler did not object to him as he had objected to John Church, the man that Angelica married. And Philip gave his consent to this marriage. When Angelica met him after, this was 3 years after her own marriage, she must have thought, indeed she did think, And she said to her sister, "Oh, Bess, you were, how clever of you to get so good a husband." She really was, and she also said to her, "I love your husband very much, and if you were as generous as the old Romans, you would lend him to me for a little while." And, you know, she actually did have a giant crush on Hamilton, maybe more than that. And it's very difficult to see how the two of them managed this, except for the fact that each of them loved the other one desperately. It seems almost counterintuitive, but they did. They loved one another, and it was as if Eliza wanted to ignore willfully anything that might be going on between her husband and her sister, and it was as if Angelica wanted to protect her sister from anything that might accrue from this relationship. Somehow they managed to forge a kind of a three-way equilibrium, which lasted until really Hamilton's death in 1804.
It is an amazing story and just a gorgeous book and such an epic biography. The name is Pride and Pleasure, The Schuyler Sisters in an Age of Revolution. It is published by FSG. Amanda Vail will be in Saratoga Springs tonight at the Northshire Bookstore at 6 p.m. You can find out more about that event by going to northshire.com. She will also be at the Bookhouse at Stuyvesant Plaza in Albany, New York, on Saturday, the 6th of December at 2 p.m. You can find out more by going to bhny.com for that event. Again, the name of the book, Pride and Pleasure. Amanda Vail, a great pleasure to have you on the program. I thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. It's been a total pleasure for me, and I really look forward to talking to audiences in Saratoga Springs and Albany.
Indeed. Amanda, thank you very, very much. Again, Amanda Vail is the author of the book Pride and Pleasure. It is published by FSG. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.